August, thanks to the people in Texas. He cleans everyone's clock in that primary, at least enough to collect the amount that he needed. So Tampa is the destination. It really has been about Romney and Obama the last month or so. We've been talking about that. And so all the swings are in the direction of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here was one of the more recent shots earlier in the day from Mitt Romney.
This man is out of ideas. He's out of excuses. And in November, we're going to make sure and vote him out of office.
All right. The other thing that, of course, Romney's going to zero in on is failed green energy projects, funding those projects, lack of jobs, what happened to the stimulus, anything to do with economics, because it is all about what's in that wallet that you're carrying around. Open your wallet right now. Do me a favor. Look in and tell me, are you happy? Do you feel like you're getting a fair shake in the United States of America, the greatest country in the face of the earth? I still say that. We want to keep it that way, and that ultimately is going to be the game plan for Romney. Will it work? Will it be enough to unseat the incumbent, who is very good at fundraising and has a lot of pretty smart people around him that got him elected the first time around? But Mitt Romney's got a lot of good people around him as well, and some of the conservatives are starting to rally. Have you warmed up to Romney if you didn't originally like Romney in the past? And that's a good question, because so many of you called America Tonight to tell me how much you liked Ron Paul, how much you liked Herman Cain. In fact, when we did our cheap little poll that ran for 3 weeks, I'm proud to say we got a ton of people who weighed in. And a lot of you weighed in for, at the time, Herman Cain or Ron Paul. They were pretty close. And Romney was a distant third, but he was pretty back in the pack. But it's Romney now. There's a web video that's flying around, and the Romney campaign in the web video points to Solyndra. That's the solar energy company that was pumping out solar panels for a much heftier price than the Chinese were. So the Chinese clobbered Solyndra in their beautiful building, and they were done. But it was a guaranteed federal loan, so they filed for bankruptcy after they got the $535 million in those guarantees from us, because we're the government. We fund it, after all. We might not have had the particular vote in it or say in it, but it happened, and now we find out about it. And there are other companies, too, and in the web video, they point that out, like First Solar, that lost money, cut jobs after getting the loan guarantees. Nobody talks about that, but it's true. It's out there. In fact, like $16 billion in general has gone to various companies like Solyndra. And the Republicans in Congress have always hammered this administration on green energy and futuristic projects that are more pie in the sky than actual pie that you can see. Oh, this tastes good. This makes sense. Unfortunately, that's the nature of green energy anyway, in a nutshell. But when you know, when you vet out a company and you know or should have known that the Chinese were making the product twice as cheaply, there is just no way you're selling those solar panels. So that was probably the worst. And that's why Solyndra is always the goat. There's other companies, there are other failed guaranteed loans, but at least with the Obama administration, Solyndra's a very easy target, because I think it would have been pretty easy to find out that this wasn't a good bet, considering how cheaply it was being made, that product, by other companies. We might like to think we're all nationalistic, but when it comes to money, people are going to go with the cheaper deal, which is why if you go to a Walmart parking lot on a holiday or on a weekend, can you find a space? No, is the answer. Not usually. Not usually. Jam parking lots. How much of the stuff in Walmart is made in China cheaply, and the prices are passed on to you. For goodness sake, it's summertime. You can go and get a raft for $3, a raft that will actually hold your body up in the water. So are you going to go to the store, Leslie's Pool Supplies or whoever else, and pay $78 for a float? I think the answer is most people are going to go and get the cheap float. So with solar panels, it's the same thing, getting a contractor, looking for the cheaper deal. This is where Romney will focus. This is what the people in Romney's camp will do, look for any holes they can find in the economy to show the weakness of Obama and the people around Obama. But will they succeed? And have you warmed up to Mitt Romney? Do you like Mitt Romney? Is he now catching on with you, even though you might have really, really liked somebody else? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hey, coming up later this hour, we're going to talk to a guy who served two tours of duty in Operation Iraqi Freedom, and he talks about what he saw, what he felt happened when he was serving, and ultimately how everything has unraveled in this country from his point of view, owning a small business, and where are we headed? And with small children, what is the legacy going to be patched into our kids? You know, what's going to ultimately be handed down to young children? Are they still going to have the opportunity to be able to grab on to the American dream, or is that just a fantasy, and is it going to be all about survival and survival of the fittest, like the Hunger Games? Kill or be killed. That's how we roll now. I hope not. I hope that's not what we become as a nation, as a society, but you look around and that's starting to happen. It's already starting to happen. So this election is a very, very big election, especially when it comes to ultimately where are we headed with our money? Where are we headed financially? When you think of the deficit, this debt ceiling nonsense, part two coming back around again. Boy, something has to give, and certainly I'm not the first person to say it and not the last person to say it. It is a wicked tug of war, and we're sick of playing it. We're sick of playing it. We just want to walk away. Our hands are chapped. We are done with this. So somebody has to take us, or a group of politicians, because really it's about who's on the Hill, in a much different direction. Let's narrow it down and focus on a few key things. That's what we're doing next here on America Tonight. Like I said, your two cents is valuable. I know you're out there speaking of alive and thriving. Give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
Guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Cyberbite, who asked about Extendovite, because they actually, what he wrote me was, hey, what is that stuff that you're taking for, high blood pressure? All right, here's the story. I'm going to give it to you in a nutshell. True story. Somebody asked me if I wanted to try Extendovite because Don Wiskin swears by his product and it's all natural and all that kind of stuff. And they knew that I had had a history of heart attacks and heart problems on one side of my family. And I said, I don't know. And I thought about it. And then I said, well, it's all natural, so I'll take it. You know, I'm not really a drop person at all. I'm a capsule person. I can take a capsule after all. So I decided I would do it. I would try Extendovite and see what would happen. First of all, to be honest, I did not know what my blood pressure was. I thought I had low blood pressure. Turns out I was borderline high, borderline. That dropped down dramatically after 2 months. And also my cholesterol numbers, because I had a life insurance policy coming up, so they took those numbers, and they dropped dramatically too, which actually saved me a few bucks on the life insurance policy. You know, we're insured out the yang, aren't we? Yeah, I said this to somebody the other day. How much money are you spending on insurance? Pet insurance, kids, your own medical coverage, cars, house, you know, follow the bouncing ball. Anyway, I'm happy to take anything off of my insurance, so car insurance. So if you go to heartdrop.com, you can see what I'm talking about. Again, it's heartdrop.com. True story, really, really good stuff, because it worked for me. My doctor, Dr. Marcus, was shocked. What are you doing? You're playing more tennis. Are you eating better? Yeah, I started eating a little bit better. But it's really got to be Extendovite, because that's the only thing that I can conceive that made such a huge difference. So I tried it out first. And I really like Don. He's this Canadian guy who almost died when he was dropped off at the hospital and lost his brother. to a heart attack and other family members, and that's what set him off to find a different way. He didn't want to take all those pills, those gazillion pills and stents and things that they end up putting in you. He wanted to try to avoid the knife, if you know what I mean. All right, speaking of avoiding, there is no avoiding it. If you weren't a fan of Mitt Romney, but you hate the current president, then are you not going to vote, or are you going to vote for Mitt Romney? It's all about the electoral votes in the end, and Romney's going to need, I think, at least 280, maybe even 290. At least 270 would be the bottom number, but I think it's going to be higher than that. There's a conservative blogger who decided to make a little news because everybody's talking about Obama's college transcripts. The president has now got people who want to know if he was really such a talented student, because he's always talks about it, at least when he's giving commencement addresses and that kind of stuff. So a conservative blogger is saying, yeah, I want to see those college transcripts. If anyone has them, I'll pay $20,000 because I'm not so convinced that Barack Obama is as smart as he is telling us that he is. The website is called The Trenches, and they say they're going to put the cash up to anyone who can provide authentic transcripts for the coursework that he did at Occidental College, Columbia, or Harvard University. And he's not the only one. It was earlier, I want to say last month, that the Daily Caller talked about $10,000, and then he jumped back on this Brooks Bain, because initially he was the one saying $10,002, and then it was doubled to $20,000. I don't know. If he gets, what number do you think he needs to hit for somebody to rat out Obama? I'm going to say 100,000, and somehow those transcripts miraculously appear. Does it have to be anonymously? I think it would have to be anonymously. The Los Angeles Times said that Obama told a writer that his grade point average was 3.7 at Columbia, and he graduated magna cum laude from Harvard. So you would have to assume that's certainly not doctored up, but I guess at issue is what happened before that. You know, so many people made a big deal about George Bush being an average student, a C student, and how about Barack Obama, how he was so much smarter. So I'm thinking if they're really serious, they're going to have to up that ante to maybe $100,000, and then somebody comes through with a transcript. At some point with the academic course that he took, you would have to believe that there is a transcript floating around out there. I would think that somebody's gonna come up with it. I could be wrong, but enough money, although I thought that about Bin Laden, enough money and somehow he'll get smoked out, even though people in the Middle East will say it's not about the money. It's about the seven virgins and all the praise for Allah and all that kind of stuff. So the money didn't matter, I don't think mattered with the Osama bin Laden. However, with Barack Obama, the transcripts, I don't know. Somebody might decide to jump all over that. As we kind of zig around in a couple of different directions, it was a very interesting day. We had the Texas primary, and we also had a couple of other things going on when it comes to weather, because we have Beryl who's wreaking havoc and dropping all kinds of rain on Floridians. And you didn't even, I mean, what a strange name. Beryl's an interesting name. It's an old-fashioned name. But buckets and buckets and buckets of rain fell on Florida. And if you've ever lived in the Sunshine State, you know, the great thing about living there is usually if you want to see some rain, you'll get to see it, but you'll see it for 10 minutes and then it disappears. Only this time it didn't disappear. And Beryl actually did wreak a lot of havoc with a lot of people over the weekend, from flooding to actually the loss of life. It was strong enough to grab one 18-year-old and sweep him up, and that's the scary thing. So the waves were that strong, he basically drowned, could not fight his way out of it. 5-6 feet of water, and the wave knocked him over, and that was it. He was pulled out, and he was there. He was in the Atlantic Ocean, and a friend saw him get swept up, and the rescue workers tried to do what they could, but finally they couldn't catch him, and this happened at 6 o'clock in the evening. And finally, the body of the 18-year-old washed ashore 6 in the morning, 6 miles north of where he actually went under. And you had some of the patrol workers who were, you know, out there trying to do what they could, trying to dive, trying to find him, get to him, because his friend was hysterical and couldn't do anything to help him. But the National Weather Service did talk about those dangerous rip currents. People don't listen to that. I think they don't believe that that can happen when it seems calm enough. And the Carolinas were whipped up, and Florida, parts of Florida were. It hit near Jacksonville Beach and then eventually got downgraded. It came in as a tropical storm, and then was downgraded to what they call a tropical depression around midday on Monday, and it dumped a foot of rain, at least in one spot. There were flood watches. I saw some pictures in North Carolina. It looked pretty nasty, and they talked about that they had gotten almost 13 inches of rain kind of close to Tallahassee. It was that bad, and there were other parts that got stuck with it as well. And it wasn't so much about the wind. I think it was about what happened with the water, with the flood watches and the ultimate flash floods and, you know, all of that, how severe it was in Jacksonville, Florida. Pretty awful. They had one bridge that was practically underwater. A bridge that I've actually been on is called the Matthews Bridge. And I'd have to say it was pretty bad if it was covering over that bridge. So some people were dealing with some pretty nasty weather. Beryl now, of course, is dissipated, but the battle over the high water, that's the tough stuff when you get these hurricane or tropical depressions. And so the good news is that the tropical or the storm system is supposed to be near the Carolina coast on Wednesday, but they think that it's hopefully dissipated enough. Stay with us. Great guest coming up next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And you know how I feel about the troops. We can never say enough about their service and what they've done for us and the sacrifices and all of that that we constantly talk about here on America Tonight. A tip of the cap to everybody who served. We've talked about Memorial Day. I've talked about my family, and many of you are just coming off of that Memorial Day weekend. Chad Dupill joins us. He's a former U.S. Marine Corps helicopter pilot. And he is also, by the way, a small business owner. He was deployed twice in Operation Iraqi Freedom, and he's written a book called A Common Man's View. He says in the book, pretty much, he wants to speak out for the average Joe, the everyday American citizen. So what is the call to action? We're going to find out next with Chad. Chad, once again, thanks for your service, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Good evening, Kate. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Talk about, before we dive into this and your message and whatnot, when Memorial Day comes and goes for you, what does it mean to you? What's going through your mind? What are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking of all those that came before us that paid the ultimate sacrifice in the end to defend the freedoms that we have today. I talk a lot about it in my book, but what it really means to me, it's those true heroes that a lot of times the mainstream media don't get mentioned, but are out there nevertheless, like Captain Jennifer Harris or Sergeant Travis Pfister, Lieutenant Jared Landeker, all friends of mine that have really paid the ultimate sacrifice in defense of freedom.
Yeah. When you went, you were deployed twice, as I said, in Operation Iraqi Freedom. When you first time that you went over, what did you encounter or what did you see that was unexpected, that you didn't expect to feel or see when you were there?
Well, it's That's a tough question because being in sustained combat operations like we have been for some time now, I was a young captain when I first deployed to Iraq when we first crossed the border, and the whole, it seems like another world to think about it today, to be honest with you. But I guess the things that shocked me so much was just the fact that, you know, going out into the unknown, how would you react based on your training? And, you know, you were trained so well, but when you were really under fire and, you know, the chips were down and you needed to make decisions that would literally mean life or death, it was apprehension, I guess. How would I react? How would we react? It was really an amazing, amazing thing. I talked to some of these stories in my book, but it was the first day. I don't know if you remember when we pushed across the border up into Baghdad that first night.
Yes.
And those British Royal Marines were all killed in that helicopter crash. I don't know if you can recall that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was on that mission, and I had a good friend of mine, Sweet Pea Aubin, was flying that helicopter. So it really hit home for us. And then, really, that was the first night, the first day, and reality set in very, very quick.
Right, is what was happening. Certainly, after you, and as I said, being deployed twice, and you saw that the second time around, what are your feelings now when you look at that country and what you did and what your comrades did and what so many other Americans did, the sacrifices, as you mentioned? How do you feel about seeing Iraq now and seeing what's going on there and, of course, the voting and all the stuff that happened? Do you have a sense of pride?
I have a huge sense of pride, actually. I talk about the war on terror in my book and my take on it from my perspective. But a huge sense of pride, whether or not we're doing the right thing or not, I'm not sure of pulling everybody out so soon as we did. The people themselves, and, you know, you don't see it every day, but we came in contact with the Iraqis on the ground and the people that really what they wanted freedom. They wanted the chance to be able to vote, to elect their officials, to really just walk around without the fear of either being taken or killed, for that matter, for going against the regime. And I actually talked to a gentleman, and I can't remember if it was the first or second tour, where an Iraqi gentleman, and I really asked him, I said, what do you think of all this? What do you believe the Americans are here to do? I mean, what's your take on everything? And he said, you know what? I believe in freedom, and right now it's difficult because these are our dark times, but America had their dark times as well. And he referenced the Civil War. He referenced the Revolutionary War, which we did in fact have our dark times. He goes, but we appreciate the Americans. We appreciate the combined forces here supporting us and really in the defense of freedom and our freedom against tyranny.
That had to make you feel good, no question about that. In your book, A Common Man's View, and you've referenced to it that you talk about your personal experiences, whatnot, and really what the call to action is returning the U.S. back to what it used to be. And you hit home with me, and this is one of the reasons I want to interview, is because you talk about out-of-touch politicians. I think that's exactly it. There are so many people that represent us because it's the government is us, we the people, but they don't really understand what it's like to be an average American, to struggle, to put food on the table, to have a business, to try to support that business. So you feel the same way I do. You think the politicians are out of touch, right?
Absolutely out of touch. It's almost like they are there just because, what's the right word here, is that they're almost the rulers. You know, they're the ruling class, and, you know, we're the mere serfs. It's like they almost believe that they're entitled to their position, which couldn't be further from the truth. But what I did want to say real quick, because I didn't say, I want to thank God and thank you for having me on the program, because I didn't get to do that. But as far as the politicians, you know, it goes across the board, really. And I talk a lot about in the book here. And what I'm seeing today is that even the mainstream media and a lot of the people we're being dictated to are so far removed from what I like to call the real world. It's just, it almost saddens me. They're putting policies down that are affecting our everyday lives when they don't even have to adhere to them. And where I'm referring to the you know, the healthcare monstrosity here, the Obamacare, they don't even have to adhere to the same things that they're pushing down our throat. And at the end of the day, we vote them in. We give them a right to have a job and a position, not the other way around.
Yeah. What do you think one of the keys are to getting the nation back on track? Would you say that people just need to be more aware of what's happening? Because I think, it, for me, and you might feel this way too, Chad, I think a lot of times people bury their head in the sand, and now the sleeping giant, I think, is woken up. I think people in the middle class are really realizing what they're losing.
I agree 100%. And you know what? That's the great thing right now, but you're right. What is it that's going to get us back on track? What is it that is going to bring America back to the forefront where it should be? And I believe, again, which the fundamental point of my book is, first of all, we have to start within ourselves. We need to start being responsible for our own actions. We need to realize that, guess what? Life is not fair. It never has been. You can come from every different walks of life, but life is not fair, and we need to be responsible for ourselves. Then we need to start telling the truth within our own lives and then expecting the same from the ones that we elect to lead this great nation. But you're absolutely correct in that we have to stay educated on what's going on. And you're right. I think we got complacent for a number of years. We got very complacent and we didn't really, you know, we just went on with our own lives, which is difficult, as you know, as I know, paying the bills.
Yeah.
I got caught up in the subprime mortgage crisis when I was out in Camp Pendleton, California. I bought a condo. You know, it's worth half as much as it was then. So we have these day-to-day struggles that, you know what? It is hard to stay on top of everything. It really is. In my mind, to get back to that is put faith in God, put God to the forefront where he should have been in the first place, where he always has been. Mm-hmm. Instead of being honest with ourselves and making our politicians and our elected officials really adhere to why they were put there in the first place. And what, I guess what I mean by that is holding them responsible. Why should they be able to lie, cheat, and steal? And then we just give them a pass because, well, all politicians do it. I don't believe that's the correct answer. I really don't.
Right, by throwing the blanket over it and saying, well, this is what happened, so same old, that's why you have to get involved. Action.
You do, and you know what? The great thing that you mentioned earlier is that people are awake. They really have awoken the sleeping giant. And, you know, all across the country, I mean, who am I? I'm really nobody. I wrote a book because I have a 4- and 5-year-old son. I have a lovely wife that supports me in this. And it scares me to think that my kids may not have the same opportunities that I have and I'm afforded today. And, you know, I talk about the American dream in my book, and is it still attainable today? I talk a lot about the Occupy Wall Street crowd because you look at these guys, and I don't believe they represent even half of this nation, but they're on the forefront of the news, and they, you know, they want without doing. They think they're entitled, and that's just not the case. Once we get out of that entitlement mindset, then we have a fighting chance of reversing this, which I believe is the decline right now, until we stand up, which we are doing across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad DuPill, again, thank you so much for your service. And the book is A Common Man's View. Where can they pick it up?
You can get it on the iUniverse website, the publisher, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or wherever books are sold.
Sweet. Chad, keep fighting the good fight, and thanks so much.
Hey, Kate, God bless you, and thanks again.
You too. Thank you, Chad. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'll Have Another has a crack at history at this year's Belmont. Will he race into the record books or be another miss? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
Want to put some wild in your weekend? Come to the all-new Mesquite Pro Rodeo. Corral seats start at just $12, and kids are always half price. Get your tickets in Kroger stores and save $5. Come early for the famous Bubba Barbecue Dinner. The city ends and the Wild West begins at air-conditioned Mesquite Arena, I-635 and Exit 4. It's 7:30 Friday and Saturday. This is the official rodeo of Texas.
The Triple Crown has eluded some great horses over the years, like Smarty Jones, the underdog thoroughbred who won over the hearts of the racing world by snagging the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness with the chance back in 2004 to grab the elusive crown, losing in New York by a length. Seven horses in the last 13 years have arrived in the Big Apple, winning two legs of the crown. All have fallen short at the finish line. The last Triple Crown winner, in fact, was affirmed in 1978. I'll Have Another would become the 12th horse to win the Triple Crown if he takes it home first in the mile-and-a-half race. The odds don't favor this Cinderella horse, however, that was bought for a mere $35,000. But I'll Have Another has shown an amazing kick during this 5-week stretch and might surprise the odds makers in the end. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Speaking of I'll Have Another, don't forget we've got another trifecta challenge coming up, and that's this week in our Friday coverage, third hour. You have a chance to clean out the prize closet and have those serious bragging rights. So we'll see if I'll Have Another actually claims the Belmont, which would mean, yep, the Triple Crown. You heard me talk about it there in Sports Shorts. But what you care about is if you call in our third hour and you weigh in on win, place, and show, that's a trifecta. Don't have to know anything about horse racing, just first, second, and third. You would be the big-time winner. Speaking of big-time winners, as we head for the exits here, The big-time winner in Texas was Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has enough delegates to officially claim the Republican nod in the race against Barack Obama because he wins Texas, so he clinches that nomination. That's all he needed to just jump over the hump. So we knew it was inevitable. Do you know the first presidential campaign for Mitt Romney? You got to talk about it 5 years ago. And he has to feel at least some sense of relief that this is, you know, now there's a goal. Here we are. Here's the finish line. This is what I wanted 5 years ago. And now I have a real shot. But what kind of a shot does Romney have? What does he need to do to win the presidency? A couple of things. A lot of people are looking at the two debates that he'll have with the president. You know, when the debates were going on starting last June, everybody was talking about, a lot of you called the show and said it, everybody was talking about the debates ultimately that the Republican nominee would have with the president and how big that could come into play. I wonder what kind of numbers, if everyone's thinking that, I wonder what kind of numbers we'll see for those debates. You know, you think the high water mark is like American Idol territory or whatever other reality shows are out there, 24, 25 million. Will that many people, will it even come close to that many people watching those debates? And are we right? We saw what happened when the previous 20-some debates with just Republicans. Will that many people watch to see Romney square off against Obama? And then, of course, you have the VP debates. There might be one or two of those. Actually, last time around, there was an extra one for the vice presidents, if you remember, Sarah Palin and Joe Biden. So will we see that this time around? And who is going to be on the undercard? We don't know. Marco Rubio, Rob Portman, Jeb Bush's name keeps being pushed to the front of the pack, although that doesn't seem like, it doesn't seem to me that he'd be the guy. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, he's met with Mitt Romney. I don't know if it's about that or not. There was a lot of rumors flying about would he jump into it and become the VP for Romney, because he could bring the whole Tea Party element with him, or would it be somebody that can deliver or theoretically deliver a big state like Rubio in Florida or Portman in Ohio? One thing's for sure is it's not really crystal clear at this point as to who it's going to be. I can tell you this. I heard from a couple of really good sources, and I'm not surprised because of things that have happened in the past. And I'm not surprised because of the way Romney is in his business dealings, that this is an exhaustive research deal that the people around him have undertaken and other people that were hired on to just comb through everything to make sure that nothing crazy comes out of the woodwork once somebody is chosen. There's no huge surprises because if nothing else, they don't want to see, they don't want that. Romney doesn't want that. If somebody is a little bit mellow or almost milquetoast, that would be better than some kind of controversy. At least that's what the Republicans are thinking. So that's part of why this process is very, very thorough as to what is happening here. All right, we talked about Mother Nature and the fact that we had Beryl and all the water that was dumped on Florida, and especially, and now it's going to happen in the Carolinas, and the 18-year-old who lost his life, the rip currents, and you know how awful that can be, and people don't often pay attention to that. Usually locally they'll talk about rip currents, and you just get this false sense of security, I guess. We've been talking a lot about earthquakes too, and I haven't mentioned this, but Italy was shook up yet again, a 5.8 earthquake striking Italy. The first thing you automatically think when I say earthquake, hurricane, is, well, how many people are dead? They're saying 17 people because you had a lot of buildings that crumbled. And this is northern Italy where it happened in Mirandola, Italy. And rescue workers just went through a factory, and they say it's at least 17, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, there's a town called Romagna, which is an area, Romagna, which is just north of Bologna, which is one of Italy's biggest agriculture and industrial areas, period, in the entire, in all of Italy, actually. So this quake hit at a brutal time, 9 o'clock in the morning, with epicenters 25 miles northwest of Bologna, and then a handful of miles away from where the May 20th quake was centered. So now they've had a couple of those in Italy. I know I've asked this question out loud, and we've had people on to talk about it, but, boy, it sure seems like we're hearing about a lot of earthquakes and, you know, bubbling up in not necessarily the usual areas. People just described, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, some people were getting ready, and they ran out into the streets. They left their homes and just ran to try to go somewhere, thinking it would be better if I get out of this building instead of staying here. And the people that I just mentioned, so many of them they found working in factories. And once, you know, the factory collapsed in, then it was inevitable that people were trapped and it was tough to get to them. And there were people that were automatically killed, too, as a result of the crumbling of a very old, old structure. So sad to hear that. And I don't know, with earthquake systems, we had maybe a couple of months ago a scientist on to talk about some of the things that they're trying to have happen when it comes to alerting people to what's going on with an earthquake, but it's still pretty tough to do. Whoops, the earth is shaking. It seems like, maybe we could see something here. You know, it's like the old joke when I lived in California, everybody was saying, are you earthquake prepared? Because do you have supplies in your car? Do you know what to do if something should happen? And, you know, to tell you the truth, you don't think that way. You don't think that this is seriously going to happen. And I'm going to have to figure out what to do when the earth is being ripped apart. But, you know, in this case, in this sleepy town in Italy, that's exactly the situation they were in. And there wasn't any warning. There was no way to warn anyone. It's very different from sometimes what we see with tornadoes, which isn't always a lot, or hurricanes, where a lot of times you have much more warning. Even if you're kind of weary and you really don't want to leave because you've gone through this before and then it dissipates and whatnot, at least you have a warning. All right, I promised exit lines in honor of the Mesquite Rodeo. I'm a huge, I've become a huge rodeo fan. Saw the big one in Las Vegas, and Mesquite's really cool. 50 years, the Mesquite Rodeo, amazing. So here's my cowboy exit line. Here's the number one rule from the cowboy handbook. Always drink upstream from the herd.